down. My God, you're so dramatic. Will you tone it down? I'm not gonna kill you. What, do you think I am, a bear? I'm not that strong. Jeez. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm coming in. Move over. What? Don't act like you're not loving this. Okay, maybe you're not. Still. You're awake, so what's the harm? Okay, first, keep your voice down, because we don't want to wake the others. I don't want them seeing me with you, okay? And if you tell anyone that I'm here, I am going to fill your room up with so many moths that you're going to wake up with moths coming out of your mouth. You got it? Okay, good. I'm glad we've established that. So, can I come in? I guess I am in already. God, your tent is way better than mine. I felt like I was in prison. I hate this place. I don't know why I agreed to come camping. It's like the worst thing ever. Do people willingly do this? Oh yeah, let me just go sleep outside in the middle of the night. Surround myself with God knows how many animals. You like it? Of course you like it. I'm not surprised. I don't mean anything by it. No, not at all. I'm not assuming anything. I knew the sounds were coming from your tent. Well, yeah, that's how I knew you would be awake. Speaking of, why are you awake? Can't get much sleep, huh? Tell me about it. I miss my bed already. I miss my books. Do you want to, like, escape? We'd get lost. Ugh, boring. I guess I'm here now, so we might as well try to have a conversation, right? Why are you so surprised? What? Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know everyone here thinks I'm this mean girl that doesn't want to talk to anyone. But the truth is, I like being on my own. I don't want to be with them. Oh, come on. They're so boring. When they talk about the lamest things, they talk about the beach. Oh yeah, let's go drink by the beach. I literally don't care about that. I suppose, I mean, everyone likes their own thing, and they do their own thing, but I'm definitely not part of that crowd. I mean, I'm sure you can tell, right? Why do you say it like that? Like it's a bad thing. Okay. No, I'm not. I believe you. So, why did you agree to come on this trip? Trying to get on the professor's good side, huh? Yeah, I get that. Me. God, I did not want to come, but my parents literally forced me. Oh, you have to go out more. You have to socialize. You have to make new friends. I don't know why they care so much. I mean, I'm happy the way I am. Yeah, I have friends. A lot. They just don't live here. Oh, please. Everyone in the town we live in is so perfect. They have their life figured out. Sunshines and rainbows, right? I swear, I think I'm the only one with dyed hair. Then there's Becca. But... Becca? Well, she's Becca. I mean, I stay away from her. Yeah, they are. And I still remember how freaked out my parents were when I dyed my hair. They freaked out. Yeah, my dad threw a fit. But then it got worse. I went and I pierced my belly button, and I got this cute little thing. And then I started ripping off my shirts because I like the whole ripped up shirt vibe, even my jeans. I stocked up on all the Converse. Safe to say, my parents are not happy, but they got used to it, and there's nothing they can do about it now. It is what it is. What? You like it? I thought I heard you say that you like it. Don't tell me you're being shy now. All right, whatever you say. What? Why are you so freaked out? Yeah, I hear it. Might be a squirrel or something. Are you scared? Oh my god. You so are. You're terrified. Look at you. Calm down. We're not gonna die. I don't think. Do you want me to, like, take a peek? Alright, I just want to make sure you're okay. Do you want me to cuddle it better? I'm being serious. I mean, we've already agreed that we're not telling anyone about this, right? Okay, so maybe we can go all out and we can cuddle. I feel like that'll help ease you down a little bit. I thought I was freaked out by this whole thing. Guess not. I mean, it would be pretty cool if you run into a bear, wouldn't it? I'd want to be friends with it. I can so be friends with a bear. Okay, maybe not. Yeah. Come here. I mean, there's already very little space between us, so. Okay, let's not get all lovey-dovey, though. I mean, it's just a little bit of cuddling, right? Friendly cuddling, that's all. You do smell nice, though. So, tell me. Do you have a crush on someone here? I don't believe you. I think you do. Yeah, I know you won't tell me. Obviously, you don't know who I am. But I'm not gonna tell anyone. Who am I gonna tell? I'm not friends with any of these people. They hate me. They do. They think I'm a freak. I hear them talk about it all the time. It doesn't bother me. I mean, it used to when I was a little younger, but... I mean, I'm not ashamed of how I dress and how I am. I am human at the end of the day. I just like different things. So no, it doesn't bother me, but... I don't know. I guess it would be nice to be friends with new people. Ones that don't judge a book by its cover. Back to you, though. You're the one with the crush. You didn't deny it. Obviously, since you're being so secretive about it, then I think I'm right. Well, why don't you tell me? Your secret's gonna be safe with me, okay? For the last time, I'm not mean. Okay, I can come off that way with other people, but... that's because I don't want to fake a friendship or... conversation with them. I'd rather not. No, thank you. Do I at least know her? Do I like her? Okay, I guess he wouldn't know if I like her or not. You're really not gonna tell me. You're so lame. Are you afraid that she's gonna catch us cuddling like this? Right. Why am I being nice to you? I'm not. Trust me, this is not me being nice, not even in the slightest. Don't make me take it back. Me? Of course I don't have a crush on anyone. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me any of those people are gonna have a crush on me? I've always been the girl they date just for experiments. Because they want to go for the girl that's different, but none of them ever mean it. I mean, all the guys in the town here suck. And the girls, I mean, I've tried both. And they're both just worse than each other. I mean, I know I'm not the problem, because I am who I am, but... Okay, I guess I can be a little cold sometimes. But that's only because I'm trying to protect my peace. And I don't want to get attached to someone who's only going to end up leaving me. Back to the thing that you asked me. Why I'm being nice to you. Okay. Look at me right now. If you tell anyone what I'm about to tell you, I'm gonna put spiders under your pillow. Oh yeah, I'll do it. Okay. I guess the only reason I'm being nice to you now is because we're alone and no one can see us. And I know you think I'm meaner to you. I wouldn't say that I'm meaner, but I definitely do treat you a little bit differently. And I think that's because... I think I'm attracted to you. Oh, I said I think I'm attracted to you. You didn't hear it? Okay, yeah, that's good. No, I'm attracted to you. Okay, I'm attracted to you. There, I said it. I've always found you a little bit cute, and I hated that because I doubt that I'm your type and that I would ever be your type, and I kind of put up this act for a while, and I think it worked. Because you seem to think that I hate you, which I don't. I'm just, you know, whatever. What are you doing? Well, you're staring at my lips. Why are you staring at my lips? No, I have lipstick on. You got lipstick on you. Here, let me wipe it off. All better. So I guess that means that you are attracted to me. Do you mean it? You do? No, I'm not blushing. That's ridiculous. I would never. I'm just a little shocked, that's all. I guess I need time to process it. But Well, for now, I think I'm enjoying cuddling up to you like this. Yeah. Good. Yeah, I think I fit quite nicely in your arms. Why don't I want to tell anyone? I guess that's a conversation for another time. I don't know. I'd prefer not to think about any of this and just cuddle up to you instead. Is that okay? Yeah? Cool. It does help that you're very warm.